Welcome, everyone. I am Johnny Christ, and this is the Drinks with Johnny podcast. Thanks so much for joining us this week as we dive back into the vault of our live episodes. This one comes to us from May 12th of 2020. Also, hey, Happy New Year, everybody. It's 2021 now. Let's hope for a much better year than the last. Needless to say, wasn't a great one for everybody last year. This week, we have R-Truth, Ron Killings, WWE superstar and musician, on the show. This was our chat that we did, a quick live one back in on May 12th, as I said. And man, I can't say nicer things about Ron Killings. This guy was so genuine and had so much fun just chatting with him on the show. He's got a great music career, predominantly in hip hop. And he kind of likes everything, though, man. He's multi-talented, obviously, a very talented individual. You can follow him on Ron Killings 1 on Instagram, and I'm sure everywhere else. You easy enough to find on Twitter and Facebook and all those things. And the guy is just hilarious, super entertaining. If you don't know who he is, after you listen to this episode, make sure you go check him out. Again, this was a live one. There was some volume issues. You might hear my voice is a lot stronger than his at most points. And I believe, if I remember correctly, his phone actually cut out. He had to pull over with his phone. He's a hardworking guy. He's doing a lot of things and he's busy. And he was literally on the phone and in his car while we did this episode, and it was a lot of fun. You can check that out on the Drinks with Johnny YouTube channel, by the way, under the live playlist. If you're enjoying what you're hearing, make sure you subscribe right here to the podcast. Leave a 5-star rating and review for us. Really appreciate those. As far as everything that's gone on for Ron since this episode, he has regained the 24/7 title, lost it again the other night on New Year's Eve, I believe, on Christmas Eve of Eve, the 23rd, if you will. He was hosting the Slammy Awards. So he's been pretty busy with that. Released a ton of music through the pandemic. Make sure you go check that out. Available everywhere you stream your music. As far as things going on around here, I'm actually recording this intro on a Saturday night. I usually wait to Sunday to do it, but I didn't know if I was going to have time because, unfortunately, my wife has calmed down with the COVID-19 virus and is quarantined into a room. She's going to make she's making a good recovery. She's on the mend already right now, which is great news. We expect a full recovery. But you know, I do have a 4-year-old son, or he's going to be 4 next month. So needless to say, my hands are a little full, making sure I take care of both of them. Both my son and I are still testing negative right now, which is a good thing. But we're quarantining into the house. She's in another corner in a room in the house. And aside from dropping things off from her with her masks on, I don't get to see her too much right now. And, you know, keeping a almost 4-year-old busy has proven to be a little bit of a challenge. So, as I said, everything's going to be good. We're expecting a full recovery. Everything's good. But I was dedicated to bring you guys another episode like we did last week of a throwback. Last week we did Arrested Youth and John Feldman. Then we brought you a bonus episode in case you guys missed it. On Thursday, New Year's Eve, where me and the Drinks with Johnny crew got together and recapped season 2 and the year 2020. We had an absolute blast making this episode. I hope you guys did too. You could listen to that right here in the archives on the podcast, or go to the Drinks with Johnny YouTube channel, where our director and graphic designer, Brandon Lombardo, did a killer job adding a bunch of really, really cool behind-the-scenes clips and everything from season 2. So make sure, if you haven't already, go check that episode out. And again, I can't speak higher about Ron Killings, a.k.a. R-Truth, and his talent and his down-to-earthness and how cool he was. We had a great chat. This was coming off the night that Becky Lynch announced to the world on Monday Night Raw that she is going to be having a child. And that was a really cool thing, a really cool moment that I got to watch. Hope you guys all saw it. And yeah, I guess that's pretty much it for now, and I'll talk to you guys at the end. But for now, I'll bring you guys, without further ado, Ron Killings. Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Johnny Christ, and this is Drinks with Johnny Live. Thank you so much for checking out the show. I give a round of applause for you and to all those frontliners and essential workers out there who are doing their best to keep us healthy, safe, and fed in these crazy times. Thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. Really appreciate that. And thank you to our new sponsor, CBD Oil Sweet Drop. This is a really cool product. I'm going to start off the show just by hitting that up real quick.
They actually have a lot of really great flavors. This one's Fruit Blast. And I don't know. I don't know how everybody feels about CBD, but I think it just takes a little of the edge off, gets you in a good mood. And yeah, so if you head over to sweetdrop.com and use the promo code DRINKSWITHJONNY, they're going to give you 20% off your entire order. So that's a pretty good deal. I think you guys should head over there and do that. On tonight's episode, I am joined by Ron Killings, a.k.a. R-Truth. This is going to be really exciting for me. You know what? I'm just going to bring him in right now. Let's get after it. How you doing, man?
Johnny!
How you doing, man?
Man, what's up?
Dude, you're a busy motherfucker. I'm glad to have you on the show right now. This is appreciated.
Thanks for having me on, dog. You know what I'm saying, bro? Busy is a good thing. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's a good thing to be.
What you drinking on, John?
I got one of my my pint glasses, my Drinks with Johnny pint glass, filled with a IPA. Are you a drinker at all?
Occasionally, I mean, I like my Bailey's, I like my Jack. You know, my wife's cousin just introduced me to some chocolate wine. So
chocolate wine, I have not had that. Wine.
Yeah, man. So I'm like, I'm more of a. I don't like to get drunk. I don't like to drink to get drunk.
Yeah.
If I do, I want to get wasted. Seriously, right?
Yeah, no, I get it.
I'm not a sipper, man. I'm not a sipper. I get full quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, like drinking some Kool-Aid, you get full. I get full quick on just like sipping. I want to get wasted if I'm going to drink.
Yeah, you just got to throw it down.
Well, yeah, but other than that, I'll take some lemonade to you, dog.
All right, first cheers, toast, brother. Yeah. Cheers. After this pandemic's over, we're gonna have to do that upright.
We got to do this.
So, as I said, you were a very busy man. You've got, I mean, you were just on pay-per-view, the Money in the Bank, and then Raw last night. Let's just dive into those two things right now. What the fuck was that bomb that was dropped with Becky Lynch last night?
Bro.
She's taking a step away for becoming a mom, dude. That was a great announcement.
I said, you in the club now. You in the parental club. You a parent now.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And
that was a genuine moment, too. That was a genuine moment. You could tell with the emotion. And all you guys, like,
genuine.
Yeah. And all you guys getting around her right after the post news, I guess.
Man, all the emotions you saw from her, man, were like genuine. She cried the whole day. Anytime it was brought up, man, it's like, you got to think at the level she's at in this business, man, in this game, and opportunity that's beyond her now. Like I told her, I said, you done stepped up in your game. You're becoming a mother now. Now you're reaching that role model, not that adult. You're reaching them grown folks crowd now. Like,
yeah.
You got Ellen, you got like all these different, now you're above that. You got family, you got households. Not that you weren't before, but look at this as a blessing, man.
Yeah.
All kids, you know what I'm saying, is a blessing. So she's excited, man. Really excited about that.
And I'm excited for her. I'm a big fan of Becky. So, congratulations to you if you're watching.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a big bomb drop, obviously. And I enjoyed that she did it in the ring and live on Raw. Everything. That was a really cool way to announce that she's going to be a mother. And that's super cool. Do you think she's going to come back after a while? Or you think she's taking a step back for a minute?
She'll be back.
Yeah, for sure, right?
Yeah, she's one of the elites, man, that just adapt, you know what I'm saying, with life and everything. And this is in a bit, I don't think she was done yet.
Yeah, totally.
She just,
to me, it seemed like it was just kind of almost the beginning. I mean, not the very beginning, but she's got, as bright as she's shining right now, she's still got a bright future, you know what I mean?
And she has an additive to that future, to that brightness, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be even brighter now. So it's like, it's almost reinventing herself, giving her more hunger. I said, now you really got something to fight for now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? No, for sure. Yeah, you got kids? Man. You got kids?
I got five of them.
You got five kids?
Five, man. Three girls, two boys.
Oh, that's a blessing, man. Johnny. That's why you're staying so busy. You got five mouths to feed at home, man. That's gnarly.
I gotta work, man. I mean, my daddy told me no worky, no eating. So I gotta work, man.
That's awesome. So let's get more into you on the. So I watch Money in the Bank. You obviously have had this like rivalry with MVP right now. That's kind of the head button you guys are going on right now, and then. So and then he takes a step away, and Bobby Lashley comes in, and you graciously put him over, you know. And then, But then you got MVP back last night in that six-man tag, right? How'd that feel?
I got the win on that one, you know what I'm saying? I get them dudes confused every once in a while, him and Bobby, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to see the difference, right? That's fantastic.
Right.
So real quick, though, who are some of your, like, closest friends on the WWE set right now?
Man. John, to be honest with you, man, and this is real, man, I can't name nobody that I'm not close to. Like, I normally ride with, because now me and Roman's on different brands now, it was me and Roman. Then it went to me and the Usos, then me and Josh, then me, Samoa Joe and Josh and Roman. This was like, we bounce around, man.
That's funny you mentioned Samoa Joe, though. He actually went to high school with my older brother here in Huntington Beach.
And really?
Yeah.
What? Really?
Hold on. Hey, hold I just lost you on that. There you go. Oh, I think we just lost him. Let me see if I can get him back. Hold on one second. Something happened there. I think Truth is... he's doing this from his car, so yeah, there we go. We got you back.
Yeah, okay, got you, okay. Yeah, my wife called. I'm like, you called, I told you I had Johnny. Yo, it's no, bye, bye, bye. Yeah.
Dude, that's your personality is some of my, that's why I was so happy to have you on the show. Like, watching you over the past 15 years in WWE, like, your personality, I couldn't put it over enough. I mean, it's really entertaining. If you didn't already know this, Eric Bischoff was putting you over after WrestleMania on his podcast. He was saying how entertaining you were. So I think that's a pretty big kudos right there.
That makes me feel real good, man. And, you know, I like making people feel good. That's just my natural me being me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are like, man, when are you going to get a shot at the big one? When are you going to bow down? When are you going to do this right? When are you like, man, Johnny, I'm always hungry. Yeah. I'll take whatever I'm given. Either I'm going to eat it and serve it, or I'm going to do something with it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's like, I just wait on opportunity, man. That's all I can do. But yeah. Whatever you give me, man, I'm going to make the best of it. I'm going to own it. It becomes me. And making people laugh, man, is just like, that comes natural to me. I like entertaining people, man. And I feel like once I got into the business, think of the badasses that were entertaining that we know. The Rock, one of the funniest. Austin was funny. You know what I'm saying?
So it's like,
I just take a little bit of all of those, man, and just mix it and just, there's nothing they can't give me that I can't, like, make funny or entertaining, because that's just what I like to do.
That's just who you are. It's just yeah, like, man. like a lot of other people that I've talked to, a lot of other wrestlers, like, the best characters are really just you with the knob turned up a little bit, right? And I think that comes across as so genuine that you are. But we touched a little bit on the wrestling. Now I want to go back to what your first love was, and that was music.
That's the music, man.
Dude, you got Hit 'Em Up is the current single, and Set It Off came out on Valentine's Day. You got these two singles out. The last full album was Killing It, and that was back in 2016. Do you have a whole album for this, or is it just a couple singles you got?
Oh, man, we started off with That's Endurance, and that was like a good... almost like a testing the water type song. It was like a workout type song, motivating type song. Then we came back with Dance Break. I got into the Dance Break thing with WWE. So just trying to play off of that to keep things relevant. Then we came back with Run It with me and Carmella. And both Run It and Dance Break are EDM songs. So I got different genres of music. That's I got rad. About 30 songs, Johnny. And when I got injured, J-Trax, my producer / manager, he's like, man, we need to get a catalog of songs, man. So when you back to work, it's going to be hard to get you because you're going to be busy. Man, we already have music done. So that's we great. Right now can drop a single every 4 to 6 weeks.
That's and fantastic.
Yeah, man. So after we did the whole run with the EDM, we were like, okay, you know what? We're finna drop some trap music. Some trap, some hip hop, some real rap music. And Set It Off was pretty much us doing our little slogan. Set It Off. They saw us. You're going to see us on the first single.
Yeah.
Hit them up. They believe. They realize, okay, this is legit stuff. The third one, we're going to make them all commit. So it's see, believe, and commit, man.
That's rad.
Yeah, so I've been doing this for so long, Johnny.
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's now that, like, meeting the team that I'm with now, meeting J-Trax, man, and the way he's taken me, my style, him knowing me, man, because we're friends before we're like even doing business. So he knows me, and he's just created this sound that we have. That's our own sound.
Yeah, no, I was listening to some of it, and honestly, yeah, it's a great sound. What are some of your influences on that? Like, I mean, the ones that I would say a little bit more hip hop, maybe some Atlanta style hip hop is in there. What are really some of your influences in the hip hop game?
Man, I mean, my influences goes way back, man, to like LL Cool J. If you're talking
Well, I actually wanted to ask you about that too. There's some pictures out there that I found that of you next to Tupac and Eazy-E.
Yes.
Did you know those guys? You like well?
I met them, man, on my before I got into the wrestling business, man. I was grinding, doing my thing, man, in the street to pay for studio and pursuing my rap career. Back then, it was demo tapes, man, and Jack the Rapper conventions. And
yeah. We used to do it at a garage band. We'd have a fucking 4-track recorder, and I would just record it.
Boom!
In the garage.
Now you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So back then, man, I was just trying to shop my demo everywhere. And I would run across Pac and Tretch and Easy, all these guys, man. They were names then. They were big guys back then. So they was performing or just coming to hang out at these conventions, at the Jack the Rabbit convention. And I would run across them and meet them then. I think at that time, Tupac had just did the movie Juice. So he was like, he was shooting up there, man. Yeah, yeah. But I got pictures with LL Cool J, man. Times Square, you know what I'm saying? Met him out there, man. And bro, man, to get recognition from LL. I saw him pass by. I didn't know it was him. And one of my security guys was like, oh man, that's L. I'm like, L who? LL Cool J. You know, number one L, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, that's not LL Cool J. He said, it is, dog. He on the next set. I said, man, I would love. I said, nah. And then lady with me, one of my reps, she said, you want to meet LL? I said, if it's not a problem, I would like to meet him. But I don't want to bother him.
Yeah, you don't want to bother him, but yeah, I'd love to.
He's going to rehearse, you know? Bro, we walked back, got halfway to him, and before I could grab her hand to like, no, don't grab him by the elbow, you know, don't grab him.
Yeah.
She grabbed his elbow, man, and he like did like this. Like, excuse me, L, just, bro, it was compassion. He was just like, he had passion with it. He turned around, he looked at her. She said, L, R-Truth from WWE wants to meet you. And he saw me, Johnny, he was like, my man, dog, Truth, bro, gave me
that's
down.
That's a rad hero, man, to meet. Sometimes you hear, bro, you see horror, you hear horror stories from people meeting their heroes. I love that story in particular because that shows. That means I should have hit his shoulder when I was at the forum at we were, what show was that? It was I'm trying to blank. Bruno Mars. We went and saw Bruno Mars. I was in the VIP at the forum, and I saw him, and I was like, I should go bug that guy for a picture. I didn't end up doing it, but
man, so humble, man. He gave me that, and he embraced me, man. Whispered some positive, very positive things in my ear, man. Like, I'm like, I had to soak it up, man. I'm like, this coming from LL.
That's
not
so
only
rad.
Did he do that to me, Steve Harvey did it to me, Eddie Murphy, Wesley Snipes, Michael Kincaid, like, but and like. So when you go, when
I
you
love that you bring up like some comedians in there too that like influence you, and I'm sure that influences you.
WWE, man, what I do has allowed me to like, and me getting into wrestling because of my music, man. Yeah. I just took a whole different route, Johnny, and WWE has allowed me to like not only be able to give you mature quality music that makes you feel good, pumps you up. And I ain't got to be talking about pills, smoking, none of that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
To do your do or whatever. But like, my music is just, I got my own lane right now. And
yeah.
Doing what I'm doing now, man, I meet so many rappers, singers, comedians, actors, actresses, man. So many walks of life because WWE brings that.
Brings out, yeah, totally.
Audience, man. And it's like, my influences, I listen to a lot of Meek Mill now, Future, Yo Gotti. Lil Wayne, I still listen.
I hear a lot of Lil Wayne. Yeah, I hear a lot of Lil Wayne on this last
single. Lil Wayne, man. I like Roddy Ricch, man. You know what I'm saying? Yep. I like Lil Uzi Vert. Like, so it's so many different sounds. I think so. It's so much talent out there. I don't just like picture to myself to one person, one sound, or like.
Of course, you can't do
they
that.
They doing
that's
their thing,
a shot
dog.
In the foot if you pigeonhole yourself.
Yeah,
a shot in the foot.
They doing their thing, man. And I can be influenced by any artist that I hear. I like that sound. I like that flavor. I like that style. I like that. That influences me.
Yeah, I feel like people like yourself that are creators really are cognizant of what's going on around you, and that's where you're pulling inspiration from. It's not, I need to do what this guy's doing or this guy's. It's just you're just cognitive of the world around you and go, I'm ready for any influences that are coming my way.
The universe will give it to you. Yep. And you have to be that humble, that at peace, that comfort with yourself, grounded to where like the universe just gives me everything I ask for, I need, I speak, I dream, I believe, that ambition, like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It comes, man. You just have to like.
The stars will align if you're ready for it, you know?
Yes, it's there.
That's the whole thing. So I love that you're talking about this passion in music that you have, because it does give a different side. A lot of people only see the R-Truth side. They won't see the Ron Killian side.
Right.
Because this is a very, you can tell by the music, you take it very seriously. Is that kind of a great outlet for you? Because I mean, you're doing the comedy thing. I mean, your character R-Truth is more of a comedic relief uh-huh. over there, and then you get to be your serious side on the music. Is that accurate to say?
Yes, I get to talk about what I want to talk about. I get to like I'm being current. I'm adapting. I can adapt. I like reinventing myself. I like being in the mix. Being in the mix and having my own lane of being the leader of that mix. That having that, you know what I'm saying?
So it's totally. So it's your own thing. Yeah, it's kind of like me with this show. I'm an Avenged Sevenfold, and I got this show where I get it's all me, right?
And it's funny you say that, man, because it's like I was trying to explain. I've been doing interviews and media, and on national, I was doing an interview live, mm-hmm. and I had about 4 people that were asking me questions, the interviewer, and they were talking to me, and within 15 minutes of the whole interview, I reintroduced myself to everybody again and stood up. It was like while they're talking, I'm like, I did something like that. Then I'm like, how you doing? I said, my name is Ron Killing, WWE Superstar R-Truth. I'm here to do an interview. Everybody froze.
They thought, that's so great. You're just fucking with them. I love that.
They was like, and I know they're thinking, oh, he concussed. Oh, you think concussion? Or yeah. Like, he's about to trip out. And then I held them on for a while, man, until my producer started laughing. And then I started laughing. And everybody was like, oh my gosh.
Did your teeth, wait. You start laughing, did your teeth fall out? Did you have your grill?
I didn't have them in there then.
If you guys haven't seen this, R-Truth with his grill that flies out almost every fucking match you're in, and the referee has to grab it. It's fucking, it's beautiful.
But man, that was just one of my ways. And they asked me, you know, just like almost like similar to what you was saying. How do I do the comedic stuff, have it so funny in the rain, the music is so serious. And I said, I'm here for my music. I said, and I just gave y'all an example of R-Truth. I said, I just took all of y'all off y'all feet just now.
Yeah.
I said, yes, my music is serious, but you're getting this energy right here.
It's still all you. Everyone can have, everyone could have different emotions, right? You're funny in one spot of life doesn't mean you can't also be serious. You know, I love that you're doing that. I love that you're showing that and hopefully inspiring others out there to feel that same way. And I got to admit, I didn't know just that you were like a hip hop lyricist, but you actually got some pipes, dude. I saw on Instagram, I think it was, you were doing like the Golden Girls theme song or something, singing your ass off. I was like, it was funny, but then I was like as a fellow musician, I was kind of like, dude, he could fucking sing.
Man, you know what, man? Honestly, I like singing like, I sing a lot of Kings of Leon.
Mm-hmm.
I sing Good Country. I like singing, man, but it's Jay Trax, my producer, man. He's been turning me. I got some music coming up, man, where I'm like singing. Or like if you listen to Dad's Break, or Run It.
Yeah.
He got me getting up things, man. So
I think that's cool. I think that'll be a good element for you to bring in to your music side. Because I'm not even lying. I was impressed. I was like, dude, the guy's got pipes. This is fucking pretty cool.
Dude, I got a country song coming out, man.
Dude, I can't wait to hear that. That's fucking rad. Maybe you can debut it on TikTok. You've been doing all your TikTok videos. Those are pretty good.
I will debut on TikTok, man. But it's like, we're still riding the wave with Set It Off and Hit Him Up. which is like both available on my YouTube channel. If you haven't seen it yet, okay. Ron Killings TV.
That's your YouTube channel, Ron Killings TV. Everyone go
Ron
check
Killings
that out.
TV. Go check it out, subscribe. And you can also put in Ron Killings Set It Off or Ron Killings Hit Him Up.
Dude, awesome. Awesome. Everyone go check all that stuff up. I'm just going to hit you up with the last couple of things and I'll let you get back to your busy, busy schedule. Dude, 24/7 champ. Do you think you have a shot at the title again sometime soon?
Oh, bro, I'm going to sack Tom Brady, man.
That's right. I saw that.
I'm going to sack Tom Brady.
You're going to sack
dog.
Tom Brady, not Gronkowski.
I'm going to sack Tom Brady.
You're going to sack Gronkowski? You know he's on the same team, right?
Yeah, but I'm worried about Tom Brady. He's the one that's holding on to it.
That's got it.
That's who I want to sack. Yes. I'm going to sack him, dog. Next week, Johnny, I'm going to take a trip to Tampa Bay, dog.
Do it. You got to film the whole thing and get it from Tom Brady. Fuck yeah. Get that shit. One of the people that I wanted to ask about, too, lastly, was the road dog, Jesse James. He was kind of the guy that brought you into the WWE. I was a huge fan. I mean, your ass better, you better call somebody. All that stuff of D-Generation X was fucking brilliant work. What was it like? What do you attribute him getting you kind of into the WWE?
Man, I owe so much to that dude, man. Brian James, Brian Armstrong, man. Like, I can say he was not only just like he was a mentor to me. He was he got my mind right. He was real with me. He taught me so much, man, as far as like maturing, breaking habits, ring wise, at home, just around my person, handling myself as a man, doing interviews, handling myself as an athlete and a public figure. I've learned so much from Road Dogg, Jesse James, man, from day one. Him seeing me in Memphis, Tennessee, he was on vacation, him and his wife, and they came to a MCW TV event.
Okay.
I was wrestling Jerry the King Lawler, and Road Dogg saw
that
me.
That must have been incredible. I got to check that shit out.
Road Dogg saw me come out rapping and dancing, and when I came back to the curtains, man, he was like, was that you rapping and dancing? I was like, yeah. He said, where did you get the music from? I said, I did it. He said, Billy Gunn's getting shoulder surgery. Do you mind being my tag team partner? And I was like, no. And man, from that moment on, man, bro, Road Dogg bought my first music equipment. He gave me money to go buy music equipment.
Really?
To produce our song, Get Rowdy, yes.
Dude, that's super cool. What a good dude. I didn't know all that.
Yeah, bro, he believed in me.
That's great.
When I first got to WWF back then, WWE, man, it was like, oh, that's Road Dogg's boy. I was given a path because I was Road Dogg brought me in.
Yeah.
I was already stamped with the it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like he took care of me in so many ways, man. Like we still talk as of to this day. That's my brother.
Dude, that's such a good story. I love hearing that. That's great. I've got to get more stories out of you down the line when we could do this proper. I'd like to take a deeper dive into your entire career. If you're cool with that, we'll do that down the line.
Yeah.
Maybe when this pandemic
plays low
and you're out here in California, or I'm out where you're at. Where are you at right now, by the way?
North Carolina, man.
North Carolina. All right. Well, when I'm out there or you're in California, let's reconnect. Why don't you shout out your socials? I got some stuff to... For the fans to go check out.
Follow me on my Instagram at RonKillings1. You can follow me on TikTok at OneRonKillings. You get to see a lot of delicious, pretty Ricky on there. And you can follow me on Twitter at RonKillings.
Yeah, and make sure you check out Ron Killings TV on YouTube, which you're watching right now. Head over there and make sure you subscribe for that.
Please,
all right, again, thank you so much, Ron. Nothing but the best for you. I'm really excited to see what happens with your music career. I think great things are coming for you, man.
Appreciate it, Johnny. Thanks for having me on, man.
We'll talk later, bro.
All right, drink up.
Yeah.
And that'll just about do it for this week's episode of Drinks with Johnny. Thanks to you guys for tuning in, and thanks to Ron Killings for being on the show. I really can't wait to have this guy back on, hopefully soon, where we can take a deeper dive, a little longer form of an episode as we usually do. I've had some great chats with that guy since. We've been in contact together, and I could not, I can't speak more highly about the guy. Such a cool dude. Super talented. Make sure you guys are subscribed to the podcast. following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. There's all this content is also available on the YouTube channel. If you have time and your eyes are free, you can sit down and watch it and enjoy that as well. Head over to drinkswithjohnny.com to support the entire crew here at Drinks with Johnny by repping some merch. We got some pretty fun, cool merch over there, I think. And our graphic designer, Brandon, again, killed it on a lot of these designs. So I hope you guys are enjoying that and enjoying the new year so far. And I guess that's pretty much my fucking spiel this time. Thanks to all you filthy animals out there. Until next time, cheers.